Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ken Jones! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan! WFAN!
Good first hour in the books. On to hour number two. I'm here till 4 o'clock today. Kim Jones with you on The Fan and delighted to be here. We are going to get back to the calls in a little bit. I promise we'll have plenty of time for your calls over the next 2 hours. But right now, we are going to check in on what I'm guessing is warm and sunny Florida with the New York Yankees and with a guest I'm really excited to talk to because I have so much respect for Christy Ackert of the New York Daily News. Christy, thank you for joining me today.
I'm glad to be with you.
Am I right about the weather?
Yeah, I try not to talk about it to people up north, but I think it's almost 88 today.
Really?
Yeah, it's very warm.
That is warm for spring training, isn't it? And especially in Tampa.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You always get a few days that are really hot, and then it goes back to being cold.
Right.
So today's apparently one of those gorgeous days we're going to get.
I hear you. And I love the use of the word cold in that sentence by you. I really love it. Christy, let's just start out with kind of the tenor of Yankees camp. Every Yankee fan up here is eagerly awaiting, I guess, tomorrow when they'll actually get to see their team on YES, and Monday as well with Garrett Cole apparently pitching Monday, and I believe Gary Sanchez catching. But what is the overall tone so far of Yankees spring training?
I think that's really hard to say. Mm-hmm. Because of how different it is this year.
Okay.
There is hard to get a feeling. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about building off of last year's losses. But there's just, I think, so much uncertainty around baseball, too, that we're trying to get through a very strange spring training that it's very hard to feel an overall feel because half the team is over at the minor league complex.
Okay.
And the other half is over at George, M. Steinbrenner. So it's a little hard to get an overall feel.
And how are they splitting them up, Christy? Is it like, I mean, it's not like first team and second team like a football team would be. So how are they doing that?
The pitchers and catchers are working out at the minor league complex.
Okay.
And then the position players are over on, at George Steinbrenner, mm-hmm. Steinbrenner Field. So the pitchers will come over and do live BP here at times at the Steinbrenner. Mm-hmm. So, it's continue of the pandemic baseball. It's just a lot of uncertainty and just kind of strange.
It also seems strange that the season last year, for obvious reasons, was so abbreviated. And now you have players getting ready, we presume and we hope, for a regular season. And from a conditioning standpoint, from an injury standpoint, with a team like the Yankees where injuries always loom so large, I guess that's one of my one questions that would be hard to ask anyone to answer because how could any of us know? How are those guys who have been, frankly, in my word, a bit fragile over these past few years, how are they going to adapt again to not only, they're in spring training now, but then to the regulation season where many of them can't get through it?
Well, and that's another thing that there's uncertainty heading into. We've had hundreds of years of how to get players ready for a season. We had never had one off of a pandemic like this.
Right.
Pitchers are very much creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. We all know this. They do not like to vary from their routine. And now they've had a year. It's going to be 2 years of being off of a routine.
Right.
I think you're going to see a lot more caution with players and pitchers. I think you're going to have to see more caution, you know, with position players. And, you know, this is also coming, you know, the year that we're supposed to start seeing some effect of them changing their, you know, training and health department. And, I mean, maybe it's going to be another year delayed because of that. But at the same time, you know, you invested all this money to do this major revamp. It's time to start reaping some rewards. You didn't get them last year.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of, I think there's uncertainty, but there's a lot of pressure on the Yankees. And certain Yankees too, to stay on the field.
Yes, and I'm glad that you put it that way. Let's get into that a little bit. I would probably start with Gary Sanchez, just for the reason that I think Gary's entire game has to improve, and I think his general manager, whether eloquently or not, with the word horrible, kind of put Gary on notice. What have you seen so far? What's your take on Sanchez?
The one thing I always think about Gary is I've always seen him work hard.
Okay.
And again, I see him working hard this year. He looks thinner. He looks a little more comfortable in the stance that they want him to use.
Hmm.
You know, he's shortened his swing.
Okay.
He looks a little looser in the box to me, but, you know, it is spring training. These are just live BP at-bats. I think he came in kind of, he knows where he stands. There's no doubt about that. He knows everything that was said this winter. He knows what he needs to do. But again, he's one of them that has had problems with injuries too. He needs to be healthy. He needs to be able to do that consistently.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Speaking of the health broadly, not just Gary, When Aaron Boone, I believe, says that the first three or four games the Yankees could play in spring training are going to be seven innings, and I believe that's allowed as long as both teams agree to that arrangement through mid to maybe the third week in March or so, is that an effort to try to keep players healthy as well, Christy?
Oh, I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, I believe in terms of injuries, but I also believe in terms of the coronavirus.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think that's why we saw seven inning doubleheaders
right.
last year.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, you know, you've been through spring training. Generally, when you get to the seventh inning anyways, there's none of the regulars in
right.
there. So
true.
They're going to get their at-bats. They're going to be fine. And this is just going to, I think you're going to see a lot of more minor league B games this year, you know, and those guys will get ready that way.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's go to Giancarlo Stanton. Listen, he looks like he's built of granite. Every year we learn that he's not. How about your I love getting your take on these guys because you did such a great job with Gary. What's your take so far on what you've seen from Stanton?
You know, we started to see a difference in him last fall. When he came back for the playoffs, I remember seeing him in between innings. He'd come out of the dugout and jog up and down the right field you know, line, just to keep warm and stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was part of the new idea of just keeping him ready, keeping him involved. You know, he supposedly changed his workout this winter a little bit. I guess we'll see if that helps. You know, he's had such a history of injuries. It's hard to project what is going to happen with him.
Right.
You know, you can't consistently say, oh, I think he's going to, you know, have a full year because it just hasn't worked out that way.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, he'll hit what, six home runs in what was it, seven games?
Right.
And look like exactly the player the Yankees traded for and that the Marlins initially signed. And then, you know, he's absent for game after game. And that has to be incredibly frustrating for not only the Yankees, but their fans. So I do think with him, these guys make so much money and they're blessed with so much that it's hard for me to give them extra credit for changing a regime. But I guess I would say about Stanton, if he is making changes in hopes of being on the field more and being more available for his team, I think objectively I have to applaud that.
You have to applaud any attempt at that. I mean, the thing about baseball is we know that people work hard. It just doesn't always work out the way that they want it to. I mean,
right.
That's a game of failure.
Right.
you know, I think he has been open to these changes. I think he has gone out of his way to try and figure out ways to stay healthy. It just hasn't worked out for him.
Right.
So, I mean, I will never doubt any of these guys' work ethic or their, you know, their desire.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the major leagues for a reason.
Right.
You know, it just, our bodies are all built differently and some hold up better than others.
I think you just made a really important point. I think the idea that their work ethic is not questioned, and that some are built differently than others, some more susceptible to injury than others for different reasons. I do think you just made a really good point, Christy Ackert. I was talking with Christy, of course, of the New York Daily News. Aaron Judge, and I guess he kind of gets the same question that I just asked you about Sanchez and Stanton, because we could ask about seven of them. I will stop, I think, after Judge.
Well, yeah, I mean, he really does need to have a full year.
Yes.
I mean, he's, you know, even his rookie year, which was fantastic, you know, he admitted later he was playing with a shoulder injury. So the second half. So, you know, everybody wants to see what he could do if he's healthy for a year. And he's had, I mean, you can't question him either. He's had freak injuries where he gets hit in the wrist by a ball and has a broken wrist. He has also apparently changed his workout, and this, you know, this goes back to what the Yankees invested in Eric Cressy for. And this is where, I mean, I the players, Judge and Stanton, and everyone seems very open to changing the way they do these things. This is where I say the accountability comes down on the Yankees and Eric Cressy. Mm. You know, I mean, this is their grand plan. Let's see if it works.
Christy, where are you when you watch, to the extent that you have so far, and I know they bring them along fairly slowly at times, the pitching staff of the Yankees, that of course is led by Gerrit Cole. That's not going to change for some years to come, but particularly what's behind him.
You know, I mean, it's right now we're watching live VPs. We're watching bullpen, you know, mm-hmm. We can't see bullpen sessions this year, but so, I mean, you're seeing guys like Kluber and Tyone and Jordan Montgomery. They look great in live BP,
mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
It's hard to tell what they're going to look like in real at bats. And again, you know, the Yankees kind of doubled down on this whole staying healthy thing when they signed Corey Kluber,
yes,
who hasn't pitched since, you know, pitched one inning since May, 2019,
yep,
and Tyone. So again, even behind Garrett, you know, Gerrit Cole, ace, a lot of questions behind him.
Right.
You know, can Kluber stay healthy? Can Tyone stay healthy? Can Montgomery make a step from, you know, last year's season, which was not very good? So, you know, I think, again, if Corey Kluber is Corey Kluber, they've got a dynamite staff. If he's hurt, you know, they're going to have some issues.
Were you at all surprised when they did not retain Tanaka?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
I and maybe it's a little sentimental, and I think reporters do get sentimental.
Yep.
You know, he had been a good Yankee. He had proven himself. He gave you what you needed. So I kind of thought they would bring him back, but then you started hearing that they really hadn't talked to him much this offseason, that, you know, there wasn't much contact there. So it didn't surprise me, but it, you know, it's kind of an end of an era, I enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed covering him. So it was disappointing.
Yeah, I can definitely see that he had become, and I mean this in a very positive way, he had become part of the fabric, much like Hideki Matsui did during, you know, part of the, I was there for part of the time that he was there, I think. And he was just, Hideki was almost like a bright light. Like, he didn't, you know, speak to us a ton. When he did, it was through Roger, his interpreter, who I think we all, you know, loved, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
But Hideki often knew exactly what we were asking. He just preferred Roger to be there. But it ended up being almost like a fun game of cat and mouse that we all enjoyed playing. I don't know how
right.
else to describe it. It was great. It was fantastic. And I think you learned a little bit. You know, we had the group of reporters from Japan who mm-hmm. covered him, just like Tanaka. And I think you learn more when you're part of a group of reporters who are from different places and go about it differently. But I thought that was a really cool part of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Tanaka had a very good sense of humor. And, you know, he would speak English when he wanted to give you a little zinger on your question. You know, that's what it would come through. And, but yeah, and obviously, I mean, we had, I think, 7 Japanese reporters that were with us,
yep.
you know, that covered mm-hmm. Tanaka. And it's, you know, I miss them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You made friends and now they're not here.
Right. And it's amazing the commitment those Japanese outlets made to covering those guys. I mean, they really did. They were all in. It was great.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, the money spent must have been enormous, but that wasn't part of the equation, apparently. It was great.
And those reporters found the story about one guy every day.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
No.
They had one target every single day. You're exactly right. Kim Jones here on The Fan speaking with Christy Ackert of the New York Daily News. I want to ask you about Brett Gardner. And what his return signals in your mind, or signaled in your mind?
I think that there was obviously a nod to his leadership.
Okay.
I don't think anybody in that clubhouse is ready to step into his shoes right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is the glue in there in yep. a lot of ways. I think he can still play. You know,
yeah. Well, he wants to play every day. He says, right? He's like, I want to beat these guys out for the job.
And you know, he has said that his body is stronger and better because he's smarter. You know, the older you get, the smarter you are about taking care of yourself. But the other thing is you know, he can still hit.
Mm-hmm.
He can still play defense.
Yep.
He is probably the only backup they have that can play center field other than Tauchman, who, you know, let's face it, he's fighting for a spot this
yep.
year.
Yep.
So, I mean, it made a lot of sense to bring him back. I mean, he's a lefty bat. He's a reliable lefty bat there. You know, it made a lot of sense, and it kind of was baffling that it took so long. And then again, it wasn't.
Right. I hear you. And I made the leadership point. That was my gut feeling last week. So, yeah, I can definitely see that part of it as well. Christy, I might have written this down wrong because I'm not sure it makes sense to me. Have you seen much of Jay Bruce?
Yeah. You know, he's been out with the outfielders doing work with them. He came in the interview room yesterday, you know. I waved to him. I saw him in his truck.
Okay.
I've known Jay for a few years.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Does he have a March 25th opt out?
Yes, he does. Which he said was March 25th or about.
Okay.
So it might not be that day, but it makes sense that if he's not going to get a major league spot, that he gets a chance to go someplace else
and go somewhere else. Okay. All right, I thought to myself, maybe I wrote that down wrong, but no, that would be what you would do with a veteran like that, I guess, if you're going to have one
of
those.
You're heading into the last week, so you're going to know
right.
if he's going to fit. So, you know, he's got 306, you know, 18 home runs, 318.
Hmm.
So give the guy a chance to win
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah, and give a chance to hit a few more long balls. Christy, when you look at this Yankees team, it's amazing to me. It's been since 2009 since they've won a World Series, and I'm not suggesting they're easy to win. It just surprises me it's been that long. I can't tell you how many people, and I don't keep in touch with a million people. I'm just not wired that way, but have told me you would love covering Aaron Boone, and I have no doubt about that. I knew Aaron just a little bit when he was at ESPN, always very nice, pleasantries, that kind of thing, so I have no doubt about any of that. But is there pressure on Aaron Boone at all for this Yankees team to bring home another World Series?
I would hope so. I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he gets the nod of the vote of confidence from Hal last October and from Cashman. But yeah, you know, I mean, they need to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They need to get to a World
yep.
Series.
Yep.
And maybe they got, you know, jobbed out of it in, I don't know, 19 maybe?
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I believe in that investigation. But, you know, they invested $324 million in Gerrit Cole. They just invested in bringing back DJ LeMahieu.
Right.
You know, the pressure needs to be on. I mean, it wouldn't be the Yankees if he didn't have some pressure. I mean, he is very well liked in that front office and in you know, ownership, but results are results. And I you know, they haven't said anything about an extension. They picked up the option for this year. So yeah, I would think he's under pressure.
Christy, I guess I've, completely accidentally saved what I think has been probably the biggest topic down there for last. And I truly didn't do that for a reason. Just in my own little mind, that's how my mind sometimes sorts itself out. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings, but more thoughts about Domingo Germán, a player I've never, as far as I know, been in the same room with. I don't think he's too young for me to ever have crossed paths with him. I'm just wondering your thoughts as we see players like Britton and Voit say what they said. I then go back and forth with the idea that the domestic violence policy is collectively bargained and the players had to have agreed with it or agreed to it. And I can go about four different ways, which is why I'm not asking you the greatest question of all time. But what stands out to you as we stand right now about the Domingo Germán situation?
Well, I think it's stunning, kind of. I think this is where the pandemic really interferes with getting information out, because you can't take the pulse of the clubhouse.
Right.
We're not in there.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting that they came out and said those things. This isn't the first time the Yankees have been down this road. They traded for, our oldest Chapman after.
Yes.
He was basically damaged goods because of his domestic violence incident. I'm on the fence about it. It's great that guys, want to hold each other accountable like that. And, it was nice that they spoke out, but I'm kind of curious why, an organization only feels it's an issue when a man speaks out about it, in terms of, what about your female fans? It's a tough topic. I don't know how you address it as a collective, but I think it's actually, if he keeps his side of the bargain, if he does, stay on the straight and narrow, I don't think we'll ever hear about it again.
Okay.
I think, him speaking to his teammates put it in that position. But I think it's a tough situation for baseball, because I've had female friends and female fans talk to me about how it just diminishes their love for a team or a game. I mean, it happened when the Mets brought back Jose Reyes.
Right. And didn't Houston, I don't know a name to mention, but in my mind, I feel like Houston had an incident or a situation like that. And I believe that there was a lot of that talk, including with, I believe, the on-air reporter. And she brought up some very valid points at the time. I'm not doing a great job of crystallizing that for you, though, I know.
They traded for Osuna.
That's right. Thank you.
Who couldn't play for Toronto anymore because he was under investigation for domestic violence.
That's exactly what it was. Yep.
And there was a lot of blowback.
Yep.
This is a problem in baseball. It's a problem in our culture.
Yes.
But, I credit Zach Britton and Luke Voit for saying what they felt.
Yep.
I'm surprised. I mean, I think the Yankees underestimated what an issue it would be coming in to spring.
Okay.
I don't think they expected the blowback from their own players.
Is it fair of me, though, Chrissy, and you mentioned the closer. Is it fair, though, to say, when Aroldis Chapman gets a save, does Zach Britton feel a little queasy about it? I mean, and I'm not trying to intertwine events that I know are years apart and everything else, but to me, the baseline of those has some similarities.
Exactly. I mean, that's where it gets complicated.
Okay.
We are a country built on second chances.
Absolutely.
And he has had a second chance, and I have not heard of any incident with him since.
Okay.
So, do you applaud him for taking that second chance and doing the right thing? Or do we always go back to the incident?
I know.
Mean, it's a tough one.
You
don't do you mention it every time he has a save? No.
Right.
But then you have to mention it every time an incident happens with some other player.
Absolutely. It is. You're right. It's a complicated issue, and it's sort of out of the toy box that we often like to live in, but we increasingly don't because it's part of our world. You know, life and sports and everything else is always intertwined. Christy, I can't thank you enough for a half hour. You've been terrific like I knew you would be, and I was really looking forward to talking to you today, and I thank you so very much. And your dog, Foley, by the way, because I see him on Instagram, is absolutely adorable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I enjoyed talking to you, too. And she's waiting for me to get off the phone so I can take her for a walk.
I apologize. I called her a he. It's a she.
That's okay. It's okay.
Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.